Chapter 5. Julie finds something in the lake.
The girls start to put away their clothes. Tessa and Maggie are taking things out of their bags and chatting to each other. They are friends already. They go to the same school. Maggie pulls her jeans out of her backpack and a small plastic purse drops onto the floor. Maggie doesn't see it. Julie wants to make friends. She sees the purse on the floor and picks it up.
"Excuse me, Maggie, is this yours?"
she says, smiling. Maggie goes red.
"That's my purse. Don't touch it,"
she cries, grabbing it from Julie.
"I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help,"
replies Julie. Maggie takes the purse quickly, but it is open, and some syringes and small bottles fall out.
"What's this, Maggie?"
asks David.
It's my insulin,"
says Maggie.
"I'm diabetic."
"But why isn't that written on your entry form? It's very important,"
says David.
"I must go and talk to Sally about this."
And he goes out of the room.
"Thanks a lot, Julie. Now everyone knows I'm diabetic. They aren't going to let me go on the overnight hike in the hills,"
says Maggie angrily.
"I'm sorry,"
says Julie. She feels bad.
"What's wrong with me? Why can't I make friends? Anna hates me because of the bunk, and now Maggie hates me too,"
she thinks to herself. She looks at Anna, but Anna climbs up onto her bunk and opens a book. Tessa and Maggie are going outside. Julie walks over to them.
"Maggie, I'm really sorry,"
she says.
"Never mind,"
replies Maggie.
"I suppose it was an accident."
"Do you want to have lunch with me?"
asks Julie.
"Sorry, I want to sit with Tessa,"
Maggie says.
"We've got a lot to talk about."
And they go out. Julie feels very depressed and lonely. She goes to the door and walks outside. She sees Paul laughing and joking in the summer sunshine with five other boys.
"Paul has made friends already. I'm not surprised. He makes friends easily. Everyone likes him. He always knows the right thing to say. He's funny and confident. Not me. No one wants to be friends with me."
Julie goes through the trees and walks by the lake alone. She looks at the water and decides to see how cold it is. She puts her hand in the water.
"Oh, it's freezing!"
Suddenly, she sees something shiny between the stones at the bottom of the lake, something small and silver.
"What's this? It looks like a necklace." "No, it's not a necklace. It's a locket. A silver locket. How pretty!"
She opens it. Inside there is an old brown photograph of a young girl. She is thin with long blonde hair. She's about 16 years old.
"That's strange,"
thinks Julie.
"She looks like someone I know. But who?"
She is puzzled. She tries to remember, but she can't. She tries the locket on. She looks at her reflection in the lake.
"It looks lovely,"
says Julie.
"I'm going to keep it."